The president of the Tigray region and his cabinet members are among those who have had their immunity revoked. Some members of parliament from the region are also included. They are accused of armed rebellion and of attacking the National Defense Forces and other related crimes. The government's federal forces are still fighting the regional forces of the northern region as the latter seeks to bring the area to constitutional order. The government says there have been casualties on both sides. Sudan has reported an influx of over 8,000 refugees from Ethiopia in the past 3 days. Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed has refused any dialogue with the northern region until he completes the military operation. The clashes erupted after regional leaders refused to accept Mr. Ahmed as the prime minister. I'm Koleto Anjohi in Addis Ababa.